to the near post. Messi to the net. Ramel Kiyonko now. Here's a Hunter, and he'll whip it in back to the far post. Elise! Albert Elise, La Pantanita! It's a Honduran connection.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Glenn Davis.
On behalf of Major League Soccer, its Board of Governors, our millions of fans across North America, we are so thrilled to welcome Austin FC as MLS's 27th soccer team.
So there you had it. Tuesday in Austin, Texas. Austin named the 27th franchise in Major League Soccer. In 2 years, they will begin play. Instant rival for the Houston Dynamo and FC Dallas. Welcome into Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. I am here to serve you. Glenn Davis behind the glass tonight. Michael Hernandez. And we got a good show for you tonight. We got a lot to talk about. Let's first off line you up with our guests here on the show tonight. So since we were up in Austin on Tuesday, Victor Ariza and I went up there, and we took it all in. We got a real sense of what's going on with Austin FC. Certainly, it's a day of excitement in Austin. It was a very interesting way that they acquired the franchise. There were some teams that they quickly jumped in the line of what was potential order for a franchise of Major League Soccer. So we've got Arch Bell from ESPN FC. He's a writer. Also, will be covering the CONCACAF Gold Cup this summer. So Arch, 19 years, has lived in Austin. He's going to bring some good insight into the Austin market. It's a place I know quite well as well. And I'm interested to do that interview with him tonight. We'll also have two segments here in studio tonight. Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan. A lot to talk with Matt about, including Albert Elise, players that could potentially be in the pipeline. We're going to talk about some of the draft choices. We're going to talk about some of the other things that are going on with the Houston Dynamo right now. So a good opportunity to get Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan in studio here tonight. We're going to also talk a little bit about what I think is pretty important is intra-league loans in Major League Soccer and how this is a mechanism in the future that, you know, with academies growing, with rosters expanding, with young foreign talent coming to league, this is something that can accelerate player development in the right situations. And one guy you would bring out is Andrew Carlton in Atlanta, who probably doesn't have a prayer of getting a lot of playing time in a midfield that will now include Pity Martinez next year. So that's a good one to talk about here tonight. We'll take your phone call, 713-780-3776. We're streaming at ESPN975.com. Podcasts are at podcastarena.com. You can hit me up on Twitter during the show, Glenn Davis Sock. Can also go over to Facebook Soccer Matter. So our question is of the night is, what was your favorite match this past week in world soccer? Now, I know there's this, some people are going to talk about Manchester United's win over Spurs. What was your favorite match and why? Tell us at 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. So are you convinced on the Austin market? Are you convinced about Austin FC? Do you feel it could enhance competition, healthy pressure in the state of Texas between the Houston Dynamo and FC Dallas? What sort of influence do you think Austin FC will have? Stadium's going to be built up in the Domain area. A very vibrant mayor. I'll tell you, the Austin mayor was, the fan groups there were just so pumped for him and the council members, obviously, that helped push Austin FC over the finish line. So, again, your thoughts on Austin. Do you think it's a market that you feel is going to be good for Major League Soccer? There's no doubt Anthony Precourt wanted to be in Austin, Texas. So everybody talks right away about the millennials, the fact that this is the first pro team there ever. They also talk about people that don't identify with UT Athletics that are from other places. So there's all kinds of things being said about the market. And they're going to have 2 years to get it right here. So, you know, we've got the green scarf that was handed out at the event here hanging in studio. If you're watching this on Facebook Soccer Matters, we appreciate it. 713-780-3776. All right, so Commissioner Don Garber was there. I had a chance to catch up with the MLS commissioner and do a quick, four-minute interview. One of the questions I did want to ask Don Garber was about San Antonio FC, who are owned by Spurs Entertainment, which is generally always wins a lot of awards for the best-run franchise in professional sports. They certainly were positioning themselves to be in Major League Soccer. And, boy, I'll tell you, this had to be a big body blow to San Antonio FC. So that's one of the questions in this interview with Don Garber that I will ask him. Here's my interview with Don Garber, MLS commissioner, this past Tuesday in Austin, Texas.
Well, Don, thanks for your time. First off, just talk a little bit about Austin and what makes it such an attractive Major League Soccer city to you.
Well, you know, Austin is very much like Major League Soccer, a city on the rise, so much diversity, so much energy. There's a millennial movement that's going on here that has sort of, you know, attracted the attention of our entire country. So all of us have been thinking about in time that this would be a great place for an MLS team. It kind of happened in a way that might have been different than everybody had expected, but in a way that was incredibly positive for Major League Soccer. Now have a 2.5-hour car drive to Houston. We've got 2.5 hours or so, you know, further away to go to Dallas. You now have three teams in this state. You know, only the NBA has three teams in the state of Texas. So, you know, we'll have our own. You guys will figure out a way to create a Cascadia Cup type tournament between the three teams. The fans will, I'm sure, come up with that. And it's really a great opportunity for our league and for the sport in America.
All right. You've spoke in the press conference. You said, you kind of smiled and said, this wasn't the most linear of routes to get here to Austin. When you speak about that a little bit, is this one of the most challenging sort of franchise awardings in your history as an MLS commissioner?
Well, you know, I don't look at Glenn as a franchise awarding. It was a challenging process, you know, because it was, you know, deeply connected to what we needed to solve in Columbus, which was, you know, solved in a way that was great for the city, great for the new ownership group, the Haslam family that own the Browns. We'll have an urban downtown stadium project that will open up in a couple of years. And the two were intrinsically linked. And we were able to achieve, you know, a great solution. Two new ownership groups, two new stadium projects, a reasonable period of time to launch this team in 21 as opposed to having to do it in a faster fashion. And I think that is one of the more important ingredients to ensure that you can be successful with a new MLS club.
So regionalization here, we obviously have the opportunity for Dynamo fan base to come here, Austin to go there, to FC Dallas. Now, where does this put San Antonio? Is there still a potential for them one day?
I
mean, are they still in the mix?
That's a long time, Glenn. I wouldn't say never, but, you know, our focus right now is getting the Austin FC team up and going and getting their stadium built. You know, I have incredible respect for the Spurs organization. They are arguably the most respected sports organization in our industry. And we thought long and hard about that. But the decision was made, and I feel strongly it was the right one to come into this market and be the first team, kind of like the Spurs were the first professional major league to come into San Antonio. And look at what they've been able to achieve. So here, though, they have a great stadium project, and Bobby Perez and the group have done a really good job in communicating effectively with us. The mayor of San Antonio has been really actively involved, and this really wasn't a statement against San Antonio as much as it was one for the city of Austin.
All right. What's Don Garber most looking forward to in Major League Soccer 2019?
Well, you know, it's rapidly approaching our 25th season, which will be in 2020. But, you know, we have a new stadium coming online in Minnesota. We've got a lot of really cool things going on the field. We've got bunch of new coaches. I went to the coaches meeting last week. You have four new guys sitting around the table, including bringing back some legends like Escloto, who's gone to the LA Galaxy. You know, you've got Cincinnati joining the league. You know, that's the biggest story in 2019. To wrap it all up, I mean, they are so, you know, sitting around the table, Glenn, they are as if they've been in the league for 5 years. You know, they've got 20,000 fans that are going to be coming to their games at least. They've got a ton of season tickets sold. You know, they are going to be the story for 2019 for sure.
Congratulations on Austin, and thank you for all your hard work. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, Glenn. Thank you.
All right, so that was Commissioner Don Garber up in Austin, Texas. He told you and tipped you off. FC Cincinnati is going to be an incredible market in Major League Soccer. So there is a lot of newness. These clubs are setting the bar in different ways. They're investing differently. They're looking at their markets differently. What I like is that these markets are unique in their own way. So Austin FC is now going to be in Major League Soccer in 2 years, the 27th franchise in the league. You got a comment on Austin FC? 713-780-3776. Let's go to the phone lines. And John, you want to talk about Austin FC?
Yeah, thanks for taking me. I mean, I think, one, it's, I think you already brought it up. You have, like, the millennials, the hipsters, and that's a big thing there. But if you look at kind of Dallas-Fort Worth as a whole metropolitan area, like, what's an hour just right down the street? One of the largest Hispanic communities in Texas. So I think the fact that Austin is getting that, there's two big things, that San Antonio is right there. It's going to get a massive boom from San Antonio. And secondly, the cheapest professional sports teams to start and kind of test the waters is a soccer team. And if they do good, Texas was already talking about getting a hockey team. I think it's a huge opportunity to see if that kind of market can sustain a professional level team. Well, so that's kind of my two cents about it. And I think it's huge and great, and I think it's great that soccer is moving to a new vibrant city that is only going to keep on expanding.
John, do you live in Austin or do you live in Houston?
I live in Houston.
Okay. Yeah, well, listen, I mean, this is competition, you know? I mean, people might say here in Houston, hey, what a nice weekend to go up and drive to Austin and spend some time up there, go see some music and catch a soccer game as well. I don't think there's any question that'll happen. But up and down that I-35 corridor down to San Antonio, that's going to be a rich proving ground for them. And I don't think there's any question. I have a feeling they will try to go into San Antonio and market this team. And I feel bad for San Antonio FC. And Tim Holtz, a good friend of the show here, we've had him on. He's a tremendous soccer man. So San Antonio FC is going to probably have to rethink their business and the way they're going about it now, because becoming an MLS franchise in the near future does not look good.
No, and I think if you look at even the college areas, right, you have these guys that graduate from San Marcos, which is going to be halfway between. Would you rather go to San Antonio if you're a business, say halfway between there? Would you rather spend your money in San Antonio with a soccer team that's not a professional? Or would you rather go to Austin, which is this, when I say I'm going to Austin, everyone's like, whoa. Say you're going to San Antonio, people are like, what'd you do? You must go see family there, because outside of that, why are you going?
I think the San Marcos area is huge. I will just say this for San Antonio FC. They put on a good show in that stadium there at Toyota Field. They're doing it the right way. They're going to have to become even more community and more grassroots-based than they are even right now. Because there are always going to be the people that are going to be like, yeah, I just want to see MLS. Or if Zlatan Ibrahimovic is playing up the road, or Miggy Almiron is playing up the road, there's no doubt that's going to be a draw. I don't think there's any question. And I noticed this year the Dynamo were advertising some of the stars that are going to come through BBVA Compass Stadium. And, you know, they didn't normally do that in the past. And I think that's a great thing to do. I really do. So.
Are they talking about what kind of backing they're going to get, like financially, like just from kind of coming from, you know, that Columbus area? Are they saying, hey, now it's, you know, forget that, we're going in on people like Ira Rooney, Schweinsteiger, like we're going in on these guys that are 32 to 35 and we're going to make a splash? Or are they slow playing it?
Yeah, I don't think we've found out, John, what philosophically, you know, how they're going to go about their business. The Dynamo are doing it this year. Matt Jordan was in studio, and he will be in here tonight, and he talked about the three buckets, the first bucket being young foreign talent like Albert Elise, The second bucket being American players in their prime. You mentioned Chris Duval, a defender they acquired. And then the third bucket is the Dynamo Academy and creating and developing those here in Houston to play for your professional soccer team. But that's going to take eventually a real philosophical change. That means you have to play those kids. And you have to be, you're going to have to take a risk. The New York Red Bulls did it. FC Dallas did it. The reason they get the moniker also of being the ones that are good at developing, not only because of their academy, because their coaches, you know, have either been given an edict that they have to play some of these kids to prove out that they fully believe in developing their own. So that's where we have it. John, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
And you brought some great insight to the show tonight. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Bye.
All right, so that's John. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. I got some news on Albert Elise when we come back. This is from sources in Turkey. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about how I feel about this thing and Elise potentially to Fenerbahce, because that has been hot. One thing we will say about it, the engagement over Albert Elise and this whole thing of, is he going to Europe? Is he not? Is he going to Fenerbahce? This has been healthy. This has been one of the hottest topics the Houston Dynamo have had in years when it comes to engagement. The number of days this has gone on with everybody contemplating, are we going to have a system change? Is he going? Is he not? People giving their opinions, saying let him go. We got to have somebody over there that's willing to take you. So we'll see. And Matt Jordan has said the front three have gotten attention from a number of different places. So we'll talk about that tonight when we come back. Right now, though, a quick word here for Tri-Eagle Energy. I've got a new sponsor here on Soccer Matters. Again, it's Tri-Eagle Energy. There's synergy with their energy because they're also the official energy provider of the Houston Dynamo, Houston Dash, and BBVA Compass Stadium. So let's talk energy. Now, there are a lot of energy providers out there, and there's always different offerings ranging from free weekends to free days. You get cash bonuses. The list goes on. There's all kinds of offers that they put out. Now, you may have fallen for one of those offers, and months later, you find out you're paying a higher rate or there are additional fees on your bill. It's different with Tri-Eagle Energy. They keep it simple. The rate you see is the rate you pay. There are no gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges if you go over a certain amount of electricity. So check out Tri-Eagle Energy, 877-93-EAGLE, or log on to TriEagleEnergy.com. Use promo code ESPN for an additional discount. TriEagleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN. And we thank them for their support of the show. We also thank John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm. They are our first hour presenting sponsors. So a big thank you to John and his firm. 713-322-HURT. They're bilingual. You get in a car accident, motorcycle, industrial, construction. The Daspit Law Firm has you covered. They're going to work for you 24/7. They're going to fight for your right for compensation. You need that good representation. Get it with John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. DaspitLaw.com. We'll take a break. We got more to come when we come back. A couple of thoughts on Albert Elise after a few phone calls to Turkey.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Ole!
Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Glenn Davis.
Pjanic. Good ball in. Ronaldo! That's the chance he's been waiting for.
Cristiano Ronaldo, Juventus winning the Supercoppa in Italy over AC Milan, and he gets the game winner in that Super Cup, as you heard there. It's one thing you can say about Ronaldo. That man is competitive from a soccer perspective. A couple of other things in the news here today. Marcelo Bielsa, that is a whole interesting thing, the whole this whole thing about potentially spying or sending someone to spy. He goes and does this PowerPoint presentation. I think it takes, quite a long time, right? And he basically goes into this educating the media thing. We posted it up on Facebook Soccer Matters. Go over there. Cheating, breaking the unspoken code, I don't know. You go listen to it, you determine. Giuseppe Rossi, you remember him from New Jersey, played 30 times for Italy. He's been training with Manchester United, reported target of Spurs in England. Doesn't seem very interested in Major League Soccer. We will be down at Kings Court, by the way. Kings Court down in Edo, 903 Hutchins. Jay and Megan, we're coming down to see you on Saturday because of all the Premier League matches. We're going to be there. Hoping you're interested in perching, and I know a lot of people were asking, where can we get the Soccer Matters t-shirts? Well, we're going to come down there with a bunch of them. We've got the Soccer Matters bracelets as well. There is a charitable aspect. A percentage of each sale will go towards the 501 Charity Curing Children's Cancer Fund, which is earmarked for cancer research at Texas Children's. So I hope to see you down at King's Court. They got a great rooftop down there. There's going to be a lot of good food flowing. And we're going to be down there for a while. We're going to probably interview some of the supporters and get some of your thoughts on things and the growing supporters culture in Houston, Texas. So King's Court, we'll see you there Saturday morning for a couple of hours. We're going to have a number of different sizes, male and female T-shirts, the Soccer Matters T-shirts in blue and gray. So that's what we got going there. One not to miss also Saturday morning is Leipzig and Dortmund. We're hearing out of Germany that Tyler Adams for fourth place Leipzig will be in the 18 against Dortmund and Christian Pulisic, who is number one in the Bundesliga. Interestingly enough, the top seven teams have a plus goal differential. Everybody else has a negative goal differential in the Bundesliga. So I'm sure there's going to be a monitor on at 11:30 a.m. Saturday at King's Court with that match, since there's an American connection in that one as well. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. 713-780-3776. So your thoughts on Austin FC. Think it's going to work in Austin? Are you excited about it? 713-780-3776. I want to take a few phone calls here. We've got Matt Jordan coming up, the Dynamo General Manager, the next two segments. So a couple of phone calls today concerning this man, Albert Elise. As I mentioned before we went to break, incredible engagement around Elise and his situation to show you something very, very healthy that Dynamo fans have talked about this, engaged about it, everybody making their stake on an opinion of whether it's time for him to go to Europe or not. We did talk about, obviously, the Dynamo, the number one bucket on Matt Jordan's list of three buckets for players is young foreign talent. And if you're going to acquire young foreign talent is going to be ambitious to go to Europe. And that's a good thing. It's a stepping stone. It's not a bad thing. So a couple of phone calls over to Turkey. By the way, Ali Koç, who is the president of Fenerbahce, went to Rice University here in Houston. I had met him on a number of occasions back then through friends of mine. He is the president. So my sources over in Turkey, I don't think at least to Fenerbahce is going to come off. There's been a lot of banner around it. There's been a lot of changing storylines. My opinion is I don't believe to Fenerbahce it will come off. It's a club in serious debt. That doesn't mean they can't buy a lease. But I think this was agent-induced. I think once the agent presented a lease to Fenerbahce, they did develop some interest. I don't think there's any question. But it's not as though Fenerbahce was tracking a lease and found him through another source. I think it was, for me, probably Albert Elise's agent. So I'm thinking this is going to be a bit more of a longer shot. Might fit in perfectly to the fact that Matt Jordan wanted to say and did say on this program that he wanted to keep the front three intact. That's what I want to see. And I don't know what other interest Elise has. I don't know why he wouldn't have some. I know Minotas has some. We've heard Surian mentioned. So I think this is all healthy. It's a good situation. It's a good problem to have your players being coveted by other teams. If that's not happening when your number one bucket is to bring young players here, then something's wrong. So I think it's good. And to keep that front three intact and then see the Dynamo shored up defensively with Matias Vera, with Kiki Struna, and get a little bit more solidarity and consistency when they don't have the ball and defending could be a good thing. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Josef Martinez saying, this is my Barcelona. This is my Real Madrid, in reference to his team in Atlanta United. He's been re-signed. And it's funny how fans, and you see it in a lot of countries, turn on their own. Venezuela fans, you know, are critical that he's not going to Europe. And, you know, why isn't he on Barcelona or Real Madrid? I mean, the insanity sometimes is incredible. I don't know if they realize he plays in front of 55,000 fans every week. He's a legit star in Atlanta. But it's funny how, you know, he has a great season in Atlanta and all of a sudden he should be the starting striker for Barcelona or Real Madrid. Okay. Expectations, keep him in check. What a striker he is, though. And if he's got Pity Martinez and Miguel Almiron playing with him, could be very, very interesting this year. Moussa Dembele going to Guangzhou, China. So, leaving the Premier League. Andy Robertson. Now, he has been one of the stalwarts and incredible signings. You know, we go right to Virgil van Dijk. We go right to the goalkeeping position and those signings, and they are critical signings. But Andy Robertson, the left back, they acquired him from Hull. What a signing he's been. He just signed a long-term deal today. It'll run through 2024. He's 24 years old. He's appeared 56 times for Liverpool. Interesting story about him. As a kid, he was released by Celtic. But as a left back and joining in the attack and really helping to manage that left side of the field for Liverpool, he has been excellent. Excellent. So again, we talked about Austin. We'll have Arch Bell of ESPN FC coming up in the second hour. 2 years to get it ready in Austin. Stadium, expected to have some bells and whistles. Millennials, corporate support, city support, 30+% Hispanics, who we all know are soccer places. Stadium's going to be built up near it's McCalla Place. It's up near the Domain if you've been in Austin. One of the things that people have been critical of is that the limited parking, so they're going to have to figure that out with the congestion and the growth that is going on in Austin, who's up to 2 million people. Maybe shuttles, points where people get on shuttles and then get brought into the stadium. You know, I heard one person say, well, the only way you're going to get the Hispanics is sign a Mexican national team player. Yeah, it's one way. But it's going to be interesting now to see how this all progresses in the upcoming year. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. Do you believe Austin FC to Major League Soccer? Do you like this? I like it. It's the state of Texas. It's near Houston. It can create some great rivalry. We can get people driving back and forth to Austin, Texas. Take your pick. You can go up 290 or you can do, 71 or 73, like we did on Tuesday. But there was vibrancy at this event. There was excitement. I don't think any question. And, of course, it's the announcing of something very, very special, and it's a once-in-a-lifetime. It's a new pro sports team. They've never had a professional sports team there. So it is very exciting. And now the reality sets in. And I think the other thing is, how engaged are all the soccer fans in Austin going to be? There was one really funny line there where they were talking about season tickets and the crowd started chanting, take our money, take our money, take our money. It was pretty funny. But, you know, they got something going there. Austin's a unique city with the whole live music thing and the Keep Austin Weird. So that's got to be sort of integrated into their professional soccer team. I think it's exciting. I think it creates good opportunities also for the Houston Dynamo and FC Dallas. Okay, we're going to use a little Aerosmith to get you to break here. What a classic this is. Dream on. We do have to play some Stevie Ray Vaughan tonight, Mr. Michael Hernandez behind the glass because of the Austin announcement. Any chance to pimp up Stevie Ray? Maybe a little, I could do Texas Flood. Yeah. All right, going to break here. Daspit Law Firm, John and the Firm, 713-322-HURT. The Daspit Law Firm, they are bilingual. You need the representation if you get in an accident. It's DaspitLaw.com. They're proud sponsors of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. So don't forget John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. They're putting their money behind the sport of soccer. And my good friend Carl Eves, Lance Fegan, Liberty Kitchen Restaurants, Post Oak, my favorite over in the Heights, Memorial City area one as well. Get over to Liberty Kitchen. Some great eats out there. I'm going to probably hit it up this weekend, Liberty Kitchen in the Heights, because that's the closest location to me. All right, we're going to take an Advantage BMW break here. Don't forget, we're going to be down at King's Court this Saturday morning. We're going to have all kinds of Soccer Matters merchandise, T-shirts, bracelets, charitable aspect to it for the 501c charity, the Curing Children's Cancer Fund. Come on, I want to put you in a Soccer Matters T-shirt. We'll take a break.
ESPN 97.5. Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. A reminder, we will be down at the King's Court for a couple of hours on Saturday morning. We're going to take in the Manchester United game with the Houston Red Army. Then we'll go to the Bayou City Blues and Chelsea match. And I'm sure they're going to have the Leipzig-Dortmund match on as well down there. There's a lot of interest around that with Tyler Adams of the New York Red Bulls apparently going to be in the 18 for Leipzig. So come down there. We're going to have the Soccer Matters T-shirts and bracelets. There is a charitable aspect to that for the 501c charity Curing Children's Cancer Fund. You know we are passionate on this show about pediatric cancer and doing what we can. All right, quick phone call with Jennifer, then we're bringing on the Dynamo General Manager, Matt Jordan. Jennifer, how are you?
Hi, happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, Jennifer.
Okay, I had a question for you. I've just recently started watching soccer, and I literally know nothing about the sport. But the more that I watch it, the older I get, the more exciting I find it. And I was just wondering, do you have any suggestions? Should I watch pro? Should I watch college? What should I get started in to where I can kind of get better adapted to the sport?
Well, I think you can watch a lot of levels and get enjoyment out of them. I think the one thing is real simple. It's about scoring goals, right? But you know, you watch the footwork, you watch the agility, the change of direction, you watch team play, just like in basketball when they circulate a ball and run up the court. It's the same thing in soccer. You'll see guys that are playmakers. You'll see guys that are goal scorers. You'll see guys that are ball winners. Are you in Houston?
We're in Surfside, down around Galveston.
All right, so come up to a Houston Dynamo game sometime. How about that?
Okay.
I'll tell you what. Okay. Once the season starts, we're going to get you a pair of tickets. We're going to put you on hold. And we're going to get your information, and then we're going to get you to a Houston Dynamo game, because it's one thing to watch it on TV. It's another to be there live.
Awesome. I have never seen soccer or hockey in person, so I really don't know what goes on.
Well, when you get close and personal to it, you're going to find you're going to like it even more. So I'm glad you're listening. We love when people are getting turned on by the game. This weekend, you can watch some Premier League on NBC. And you can watch on Fox Sports 1 some German league. You'll be astounded with the crowds and the quality of play, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome, Jennifer. Stay on the line. We'll get your information, and we'll get you out to a Dynamo game. Maybe we'll get her out to the opener. How about that? Against Real.
Oh, awesome. That would be great.
Real Salt Lake. There'll be a big buzz that day. All right?
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. So that's it. That's all right. You know what? If Matt Jordan wasn't here, I'd say that's a wrap tonight. But Matt Jordan is here. Dynamo General Manager joins us now. How are you, Matt?
I'm doing great, Glenn. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. I'm glad you're in studio. We appreciate it. It always makes for good fun. First off, just to get started, what do you think of the Austin FC announcement, and how does that play into the Dynamo a little bit?
I couldn't be happier about it. I mean, I think, you know, the goal of Major League Soccer is to really put an increased focus on creating these regional rivalries. And between us, Dallas, and Austin, I mean, I think it's going to be great. It's going to be great. I think it's going to be great for all three clubs, and I think it's going to be a really strong. It's going to make a strong influence on the sport in our state.
Outside of L.A. and New York, I think it's probably the closest geographical connection between two MLS teams.
Well, I mean, you know, I was thinking about this when we were talking about before we started, is that, you know, if you look in the Northwest, I mean, that to me is a real, you know, Portland, Seattle, Vancouver. I mean, when you watch those games, you feel that energy. When you watch our games against Dallas, you feel that energy. So this is just going to be, you know, added energy and a little bit of stoke to the fire for these games. And I think it's great. And it's so nice when your supporters can easily travel. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah. Hey, Austin FC, by the way, we're breaking out Sam Houston. Be ready. We're going to revive him. We're going to come and we're going to teach you a lesson about soccer. But I think it's going to be great. And there's a good energy up in Austin. And we all know that's a wonderful city. All right. How about an update on Albert Elise and all the chatter that's going on? I mean, the engagement around him as your player and all this potential being transferred or not, it's been pretty unbelievable.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, well, I knew I was going to get this question right off the bat when I saw his bobblehead here on your desk.
but I put Albert's bobblehead here all the time. So I'm a big fan of La Pantarita.
Just so you know, my son has it right next to his nightstand as well.
Albert is on display every one of my shows.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, it's... for certain, you know, we've had a lot of interest in Albert, and I agree with you. And this is, I said to the media, and there was a great media turnout, you know, the other day, is, you know, it's great because it's, you know, this just shows, you know, how the direction of the club's going, the strategic plan we've put in place. And it's great. It gives us something important to talk about as well. And we're getting real offers for our players. You know, we're getting real offers for our players. And we've had multiple offers for Albert amongst many of our other players. At this point, we haven't had an offer that makes sense. You know, and it has to, look, in all these situations, it has to make sense. On the player side, it has to make sense, you know, from a career standpoint. There's agents involved, you know, there's another club involved, there's your ownership group as well. So there's a lot of moving parts. So up to this point, you know, we haven't received an offer that makes sense on all levels. We're open. We're open to discuss. We understand Albert's ambitions to take that next step to Europe. And so we're open, and we have a real open dialogue with Albert as well. I mean, it's he and I were talking about it the other day. I mean, there's no, you know, all the cards are on the table, you know, and it's been very respectful. And the thing I really appreciate as well, he's a good professional. He's a good kid. And, you know, you heard it in his comments the other day, is that, look, no, I'm here. This is my focus. I have my dream. I've been clear about my dream. So now it's just, you know, evaluating each situation and seeing what makes sense for everybody.
Now, your goal, and you mentioned it on the last show, was to keep the front three intact without any question. Does Albert have more than one offer in Europe?
Yeah.
Can we say that?
Yes. Yeah. No, we've received multiple offers for Albert as well as some of our other guys.
And you had mentioned the Serie A on the other show, maybe with Mauro.
Yeah. Well, we've had interest in, you know, in several countries, you know, for our guys in South America, Mexico, and in Europe. So I think it bodes well that, you know, the things are moving in a good direction. Now, like you said, it's a double-edged sword because it's not easy to keep the group intact. Yeah. But, you know, we're working very hard to do that as we prepare for the season.
Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan in studio with us here tonight. So are you going to have to plan in the future? I mean, if your number one bucket, as you mentioned, you got these three buckets of how you're going to look to acquire players and develop players. With that in the future, you know you are going to be losing players after a couple of years here in Houston if you're bringing in young foreign talent. So you have to have a plan, a backup plan, right?
Yeah, no, I think what's really important, you know, is obviously having a succession plan in place is really important. as you're planning. I mean, look, in every situation is unique. You know, there's times where you bring a young talent and, you know, they have a long career with you as well. You know, obviously there's opportunities to move them on, you know, so it's each situation is unique, but I do believe what's important is, you know, having a succession plan in place, while balancing, the results that are important for the club, for our fans and for our city, as well as juggling the three competitions we're in. So, you know, there's just so many moving parts to all this. But it's important to have guys coming up the pipeline.
So
for example, last season, you know, we had some center backs. We're starting to get a little bit older. You see Alejandro Fuenmayor, young 21-year-old Venezuelan that we think has a lot of upside, you know, comes up and is starting to push. Same thing you see, you know, with when we brought Moro. Same thing with several of our other players. So I think it's an important part of our plan.
Just back to Albert. If he were to move on this year, do you have other targets in the pipeline that you're looking at now that potentially is a like-for-like replacement for him? Do you see the team potentially fundamentally changing the way it plays if you lose him? I mean, how does that all work?
I mean, look, we do have, you know, targets. We put a lot into our player recruitment scheduling and our processes that we put in place, and, you know, for these reasons. Sometimes, you know, there's certain profiles that are harder to replace than others. There's no doubt about it.
Sure.
But ultimately, there's also a level of patience that's involved as well. If, you know, you move out and you see this worldwide, you know, maybe you move out a key player, you bring along a guy, you know, there's has to also be, you know, this may take a little bit of time for him to adapt to it, for him to adjust, you know. So it's like anything, you want a turnkey player that's ready at any moment. But I always say, you know, look at the way we brought along, you know, Mauro Menotti. Look at the way we brought on Tommy Martinez. You know, even, you know, Albert as well. You know, he kind of came in flying right off the bat. But if you remember, I mean, Romel really was, you know, it took Albert an adjustment period.
Romel started off actually more on fire than Albert.
Exactly. Yeah. So there's an adjustment period as well. There's a grace period, which is important. But yeah, for sure, we're always looking to have a succession plan in place. And that's definitely a part of our recruitment processes.
But you're constantly, I'm sure, like, your mind must be working in so many ways because you're constantly looking at different scenarios, what potentially could happen. You do realize that the Dynamo are better when Kyoto and Elise are on the field, and certainly that's a huge advantage and a big piece to Mauro Menotti. I mean, when I look at that front three, it's like looking at one.
Yeah, oh yeah. No, it's without a doubt. You know, but look, if you look last year, even, you know, we brought Ronaldo Peña mid-season, you know, there's an adaptation period as well, but, you know, Ronaldo's going to be knocking on the door. You know, you see, you know, we just brought Struna as well, you know, Matias Vera, you know, so we're bringing guys, you know, that we feel it's going to be, you know, it's going to push things along, but also fitting within the plan that we're putting in place.
Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan joining us here. HoustonDynamo.com is where you get your tickets. They'll open this year against RSL. They got CONCACAF Champions League coming up as well. So that's why preseason started this past Monday for the Houston Dynamo. Let's talk a little bit about Tommy McNamara's signing, because I always liked him at New York City FC. A lot of competition in midfield now, strictly by getting Tommy McNamara and also bringing in Matias Vera.
Yeah. No, I mean, Tommy's a wild card. I think what's good about, you know, one of Tommy's biggest strengths is how unpredictable he is. And, you know, and the other thing that you can appreciate this being from the Northeast is he's got a little chip on his shoulder. He's got a little edge to him.
And Long Island kid.
Yeah. And he's not intimidated, you know, and it's like, okay, hey, listen, this kid, Tommy Martinez, who, you know, whatever, you know, I mean, that's the type of mentality he has. I mean, he's very respectful. But at the same time, I mean, he's got a chip on his shoulder, and that's you know, somebody that we feel is going to be important for us, can play a variety of positions in the attack. You know, Marlon Harrison we just brought as well from the Rapids. Losing Andrew Wanger was tough. I was actually in a stadium in Europe watching a game when I got that call, which usually when a player calls you in the off season, you're like, there's a problem, you know, but we love Andrew and we appreciate everything he did for us. But bringing in Marlon, that was important. To have, you know, a piece there.
He's a right-sided guy to secure that.
Yeah, I mean, we see him more higher up the field, you know, in right wing or right midfield position, but he can play as an eight. He can also play right back. But Tommy Mack, no, listen, he can make the final pass. He can strike the ball from distance. He's very good technically. And I mean, he was a bit of a cult hero back in New York, you know, with NYCFC. And, but he's happy to be here, you know, and that's what's important for us too, to have guys that really want to be here and be with us. And he had a great, great working relationship with Wilmer as well from their time at Chivas USA.
I didn't recognize him after he took the mullet off.
Everyone said,
I told him he's down to business.
I told him that the other day, man. I said, every time I look at you, I have to take a double check on the hair. And actually, I messed up. I made a mistake when I was at, when I was working in Montreal. I had the opportunity to bring him up in Montreal, and I went to Clemson, and I knew him real well when he was at Clemson, and so, you know, I didn't want to make the same mistake twice.
Good one. He's a good one. I'm excited to see him play. We're talking to Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan. All right, where do we stick our flag in the ground this year? What is the goal for the Houston Dynamo?
I mean, the goal is to qualify for the playoffs and compete for a championship. I mean, listen, that has to be our goal. if we're in the wrong business, if that's not our goal, you know, and you know me, you've known me for a long time, and that's the approach I take to my job every day. You know, we got three important competitions, and that's what we're working towards.
Is it just playoffs, or is it we want to end up 1-2 in the conference? Does it get more specific?
I mean, you know, it's so competitive, you know, and you see with the condensed schedule and the new playoff format. I mean, that's going to be wild. You know, it's going to be wild. So, and you even saw it last year. I mean, there, you know, it's the rain. You know, of course, it's very helpful to get the bye, no doubt about it. But anything can happen. Anything can happen once you get in there. And so, I mean, that's, you know, our goal is to get in there and to compete for a championship.
Leadership on field, vocal leadership.
Yes.
It sounds as though you've addressed that with Kiki Struna, and I'm sure that was a big piece of what you wanted out of a new central defender.
Yes. No, I mean, for me, he's going to be, you know, a top five defender in the league. You know, I mean, center back is the hardest position to find. You know, it is the most challenging position to find.
More than the six?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it really is. Because, I mean, look, you go to Colombia and Argentina, you see a lot of Paraguay as well. You see a lot of natural ball winners that they take pride in winning the ball. But center back, and I talk to my counterparts throughout the league all the time, other GMs, and they say the same thing. Center back is so challenging because it's always like, you know, yeah, he's tall, but he doesn't have great mobility. Okay, he's decent size. He has good mobility, but he's not great coming out of the back. It's, you know, and that's what I like about Kiki, and what we like about Kiki is that he has good pace. He has good recovery speed. He's very clean with the ball. He's very good in the air, and he has a winning mentality, and he has natural leadership qualities, and he's a man. I mean, he's
about
a man.
Time we got a guy with a lot of tattoos on this.
And
team,
he's got,
too.
I
want to see Kiki Struna on a lot of billboards to bring out the hardcore soccer fan. I mean, it's time, right?
Yeah. No, and look, I mean, you've spent some time talking with him. I mean, he's all business.
No, it was a great interview. Yeah, I think we may need to, re-air that. You can hear it on podcastarena.com because we separated it out. Last thing before we go to a quick break here, because I know Michael Hernandez wants me to get to it. When you look at the center back position and you're putting that together, you're looking at those two guys as one, right? So
yes.
When you're on the market looking at Struna, you're going, how do I get a guy that's going to complement Fuenmayor?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's you in the center back position. That's what you're always looking for. Is you're always looking for, okay, if you have somebody that's a ball playing center back, you know, that you know, maybe doesn't, you know, isn't the strongest in the air, you want to partner them with somebody that's, you know, strong, that's able to challenge while the other center back drops off, right? Or if you have someone that's extremely fast but maybe not the cleanest with the ball, you look for someone that can build out of the back. And that's what we believe, you know, Kiki has really, he's got a really good balance of all those qualities, and it's really hard to find. I look in the league right now, you know, and okay, you look at, you know, last year Long and Zimmerman and, you know, and Hedges and some of these guys, Laurent Simon, you know, last year. I mean, even Simon's a good player, you know, but he's a ball playing center back, right? But I don't know. I think Simon's the type of guy. He's got to be matched up with the right partner as well, you know, because
100%.
That's, you know, it's really
important. He remembers Mauro Manotas from the LAFC game, that's for sure. Lawrence Simon is as good a central defender as he is. All right, we're going to take a quick break. More with Matt Jordan. Having fun here. We're talking about the Houston Dynamo here heading into 2019. They're back in training. When we come back, can I ask him about the number one draft choice for the Dynamo in the MLS Super Draft? Sam Junkwa, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. If not, we're going to find out when we get back from this break.
Daspit Law Firm. John and the Daspit Law Firm, personal injury attorneys. They're going to bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com. Our thanks to John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. They are a presenting sponsor. So when you're out in the public, Daspit Law Firm, Liberty Kitchen, Danish Inspirations Contemporary Furniture, Advantage BMW, King's Court, downtown. Just remember, if you're looking to do business, you do want to support the people and the sponsors, and not only the ones on this show, but the ones that support the Dynamo as well. You want to support those sponsors because they are supporting your game. Take a break.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.